This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Voting is underway for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. A total of 142 constituencies across seven districts are going to polls in this phase. Over 61% voting was recorded when reports last came in. Long queues are forming in Kolkata, Howrah and the 24 Parganas districts. Voting has largely been peaceful in the state. Adequate security arrangements are in place to ensure peaceful voting, though there have been reports of isolated incidents, including an EVM malfunction in Baranagar and a BJP polling agent being injured in Nadia. BJP demanded re-poll in some booths in Falta seat in South 24 Parganas district. Security forces dispersed, gathering outside the polling stations in several areas across the seven districts under polls. Counting of votes for West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Assam, Kerala and Puducherry assembly elections will take place on the 4th of next month. Counting of votes for assembly by-polls for Bagalkot and Davangere South in Karnataka, Koridang in Nagaland, Dharmnagar in Tripura, Baramati and Rahuri in Maharashtra and Umret in Gujarat will also take place on the 4th of May. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 594-kilometer-long Ganga Expressway in Hardoi district of Uttar Pradesh. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, "The way Ganga for thousands of years has been the lifeline for Uttar Pradesh, similarly, this expressway will also become the new lifeline of this state's development."
देश के सबसे बड़े एक्सप्रेसवेज में शुमार यूपी का सबसे लंबा ग्रीन कॉरिडोर एक्सप्रेसवे ये 5 साल के भीतर भीतर बनकर तैयार हो गया है। एक और गंगा एक्सप्रेसवे का निर्माण पूरा हुआ है तो साथ ही इसके विस्तार की योजना पर भी काम शुरू हो गया है।
Prime Minister Modi said that infrastructure reflects the country's rapid progress and ambition. He said the Ganga Expressway connects one end of Uttar Pradesh to the other, significantly improving regional connectivity. He added that the project also brings the vast opportunities of the National Capital Region closer to different parts of the state. The 10th India-Kenya Joint Trade Committee meeting was held in Nairobi, Kenya, to review and strengthen bilateral trade and economic cooperation between the two countries. The meeting was co-chaired by Commerce Secretary Rajesh Agrawal and Principal Secretary of State Department for Trade of Kenya, Regina Akota Ombam. In Gujarat, 6 people were killed in an accident between a bus and a car near Himmatnagar in Sabarkantha district today. 4 people were injured in the incident on National Highway No. 48 and have been shifted to the hospital for treatment. According to police, the car carrying passengers was going from Shamlaji to Himmatnagar when it collided with a bus coming from behind. In Mizoram, schools in Aizawl, Serchip and southern Mizoram's Lunglei district remained shut for the second consecutive day today as heavy rain and strong winds continued to disrupt normal life. Authorities have ordered the closure of schools as a precaution against landslides, flash floods and other weather-related risks. Officials said persistent downpours have heightened the danger of mud flows and rock falls. Since Monday, torrential rainfall has caused widespread damage, affecting over 70 houses as well as schools, church halls and government buildings. Meanwhile, the IMD has forecast hot and humid weather conditions over isolated pockets of Odisha, North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and South Coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, till the 2nd of this next month. The IMD said isolated places in the northern states, Bihar and Jharkhand, are expected to experience thunder squall conditions today. The weather agency has said there will be a gradual fall in maximum temperature by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over northwest parts of the country till tomorrow. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.